gather your mind into the breath. It tends to get scattered all around. And when it's scattered, each little piece is weakened. When the different parts of the mind come together, that's when they can strengthen one another. So come together at the breath and try to stay here at the breath. Other thoughts may come into your mind, but you don't have to follow them, because again, they'll scatter you. And the mind is gathered, it can watch itself and it can understand itself. That's where its true strength lies. The Buddha says we gain strength through conviction, conviction in the principle that your actions really do matter. That when you act on skillful intentions, the results will be good in the long term. If you act on unskillful intentions, the results will be bad in the long term. That gives us confidence in the power of our actions. Then we try to use that power well. That's what persistence is all about. We have to remember that, so we develop the strength of mindfulness too. Mind, when it's mindful and persistent, settles down into concentration, a sense of well-being, a sense of solidity inside. And that's when it can see itself clearly. Because in seeing itself, that's when it begins to realize that the Buddha was right. The things that cause suffering to the mind are not so much things coming from outside. It's how we filter and adjust those things from outside, how we turn them into our experience in the present moment. You can't see that clearly if you're watching things outside. You see it more clearly when you're watching your own mind. So gather the mind here. As if all the different eyes of the mind can watch one another and see what's happening. That's when you know. And when you know, then you can deal skillfully with things. You don't have to suffer. So that's where the strength comes from, gathering things in, watching here, watching here. We learn about the world because the world can impinge on us. But the problem is we don't know enough about our own minds. And it's through our minds that we can take the events of the world and either make them a cause for happiness or make them a cause for suffering. The difference lies right here. So pay attention right here as much as you can. Something you should do every day, as the Buddha said. It's an activity that should become a regular part of your sila. Sila doesn't mean just following the precepts. It means the normal habits of the mind. And learning how to gather your mind in and watch inside, that's a good habit to develop. Because it's there that you find your protection. The world can do all kinds of things to your body. But if your mind is well developed, the mind stays safe. And that's what matters. There will come a day sometime when we have to leave this body. But we're always with the mind. So look after the mind as much as you can. Take care of it as much as you can. It's your primary possession, the most important thing in your life. So treat it well, care for it well, and it will repay you many times over.